Tune in, listen up, and let's grow together. Because you're listening to The Sprout on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you soon.
Hello, hello.
Oh, oh, whoa, whoa.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
Oh, wait, what?
Hello, we are the Sprouts, CJSF 90.1 FM. I am Tona.
And I am Bradley. And as for you, not longtime listeners, but listeners that have been listening to us for a while now, you know, we have another member, his name's Bruno, and he couldn't make it today. He told us that he's dealing with personal matters, so unfortunately he's not here today, but he said he'll be here next week, so we're hoping for the best for him, and hoping he sorts out his personal issues that he's dealing with.
Send some...
I pray for him, I guess?
Send
your prayers, I guess.
Yep, and we will see you after a little song break. So the next 2 to 3 songs are going to be a Barnyard Bop by Foyer Red from the album Yarn the Hours Away. Second song is going to be Cold Summer by Jaya Bremer by their album Stay Tender. And third song is going to be I'm a Situation from Autogram from their album No Rules. Hope you enjoy.
We hope you enjoy.
Finder. She was a brave tamer. cold summer. I've been disappointed in keeping my own fire lit. I've been disappointed. They used up showing up for me. I've been feeling questions from my family and our friends. Makes me think you're selfish when you're really wrecked with dread. And you're stuck inside your head. I am a situation. Whoa.
And welcome back.
Welcome back. This you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are the Sprouts.
My name is Bradley.
And my name is Tona.
Yeah. And on today's show, we'll be our main theme for today. We'll be talking about the impact that music has on listeners and how artists can create that impact and that deep connection to their listeners. And so I wanted to bring to the table, why do people feel connection to music?
Good question. Well, when I find songs, usually they're connected to a memory. And I think we've mentioned this before, but usually songs are connected to something else than a song, such as a memory or an object, or I guess event goes into memory, but let's say event. And might be a certain weather from that day. Well, that's basically memory. Yeah. Well, anyways, usually the songs that I connect to are memories. So I think the main reason how we can connect to another song is because of how we remember the song, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like our connections between the song and something else, that is how... Okay, it's like, let's think of it as a line.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so there's a memory, there's the song, and then there's you. And it's like a little 90-degree angle right there. There's 3 points.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, where the two lines connect to make the 90 degrees, that's where the song stays. And then after the song comes the memory, the most important part. I'm getting off track here. Wait a minute. I'm trying to say something here. There's the song, there's the memory, and basically, there's the song, there's the memory, and then there's you.
Yeah.
And that's how you basically remember. Okay. Yeah.
No, I feel...
Yeah, I have not had the best sleep yesterday.
No, that's fine. I mean, a lot of people...
Okay, well, I hope you guys try...
understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
So basically, you're saying it's intertwined with when you're listening to the song, and you have a memory that is connected to when you listen to the song.
Yes.
And then there's you.
There you go.
Yeah, so...
Okay, Bradley has had a better sleep than me. He can explain more. Let's say I have the same thought as him. What about you, Bradley?
I 100% agree. I'd say, yeah, they are intertwined. The memory you have when you listen to a song is definitely intertwined with you and the impact you had of listening to that song. I agree with that. My personal opinion about it is... Or my personal factor about it is when I listen to a song for the first time, it really depends. Let's say it's a romantic song, which I would listen to a lot of different songs. And so let's say it's a romantic song. I've had a lot of memories with romance music. And one of the key ones was Here With Me by D4VD. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that song, when I first listened to it, I was like, I remember I cried.
Wow.
And I don't fully remember why I did, of like, if it was happy tears or if it was like actual like sad tears. I don't remember why, but I think it was like the way that artist left an impact on me was like, dang, I really connected to this song and this like genre.
Yeah, it's like when you have a certain memory, it's like now you can feel the song, not just listen to the song, if you can understand that. I've had a few times like that, too. It's probably when I was sitting on the staircase in my house. I've had a few questionable songs. They were kind of dark. And I remember just sitting there, just started crying. I don't remember the songs. I don't remember why I cried. But I remember only it was dark, so probably I was crying because some kind of sad feeling. Maybe it was when I lost someone in my life, or maybe a pet. I'm not really remember because this was way back when I was maybe a decade ago.
Oh my god.
Yeah. There are, I'm sure more dark memories are easier to connect because they, it's a sad feeling. It stays in your heart more. It's latching onto your heart more. But of course, happy memories too. It's like when I had my birthday party, also like a decade ago, I remember this like so many EDM songs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was just a whole clubhouse. Oh, that was fun. I have had a few. That's probably when I met NCS, the Unknown Copyright Music.
Yeah.
And those are all the EDM, like the what we called childhood songs.
Yeah, it's like golden age of that era. Yeah. And honestly, for why people feel a connection to music is, yeah, it's very intertwined with the memory that they experience in that moment, whether it be their first time listening to that song or their 100th time, you know, like could be at any point. And I personally think people, like everyone's unique, everyone's different, everyone has their own music taste. And I think some of the time it really depends on the category of music, but going back to romance, I would say a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people, when they listen to romantic music, I feel like a lot of them go there for comfort. And it really depends. It depends on the person, depends on the song. But whether it be you just got out of, you know, gotten your heart broken out of, you know, a breakup, or just like anything to do with romance or your love life in general, looking at that, I think a lot of people that experience that stuff, they go to music for comfort or something they love for comfort and to feel like safe and protected and get their mind off the world, pretty much.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's connections. Connections all around.
Yeah.
And speaking of connections, let's connect to our next song.
Yeah, what are the next songs, all right, Tona?
So we have Dead Ringers, kind of depressing, from Kamikaze Nurse, from their album Stimuloso. And then we have The Art of Letting Go, feat. Matthew Mole, from Neon Dreams, from their album The Good, The Bad, and The Beautiful. And we have Say Goodbye to Mom and Dad, from Tears for Fears, from their album Songs for a Nervous Planet.
We hope you enjoy.
sleep in my bedroom. Couple posters and a street view. You tell me what I can't do, but that's just fine. I don't want to dance. You know what it feels like to bring a sunflower to a gunfight. Zelda on your last life.
Hey, how you feel?
I feel all right. A BG staying alive. 127 out scared of heights. You know love conquers.
Right.
So I found my kryptonite in heaviest chains. The tidal waves are pulling me down, but I'm breaking my ways. In the dark. I don't want to cry on my
they're ready for this next fight, man.
I think they are. Have a little faith.
Okay.